Yeah, so consumers are buying stuff that gets them back to school, back to the office. And what we are seeing is rise in stuff that really gets them to school, things like bedding, storage and organization, wall decor on the home side. And on the clothing side, it's stuff that gets you out. Look, suits, jackets, heels, ties. These are all up both month over month and year over year in terms of their consumption. If you focus just on Gen Z, which is the younger generation going back to school, we see classic brands like Lululemon certainly holding the roost, but then you see up-and-coming brands like Princess Polly and Girlfriend Collective. These are all brands popularized by TikTok that are also trending on Poshmark.
And I know you recently linked up with Snapchat. What precisely are you doing on Snapchat, and has that partnership led to any increase in business for you?
Yeah, Snapchat Mini is our offering in partnership with Snapchat, where we offer native Poshmark shopping. And you can really load it up as a lens, share your shopping, shop with friends. It's early. We just launched it in mid-July. And we're definitely seeing an uptick in that whole area and working with Snapchat for continuing to iterate on that product.
And Manish, I'm curious, in terms of style, how that may have changed as we emerge out of the pandemic. What are the indications that you guys are seeing in terms of what people want to be wearing that is maybe different than sort of what the predominating style was, let's say, circa fall of 19?
Yeah, a lot of the style today is rooted in vintage. You might have heard the trending 90s style, Y2K, high-waisted pants, crop tops, stuff that really was popular 20 years back is coming back. And what you see with a secondhand and vintage is really a consumer that's picking up styles and discarding it very quickly. And some of it has to do with social media. Some of it has to do with pandemic. And some of it has to do with the fact that buying and selling secondhand is very much part of this generation's DNA.
There has been some concern, Manish, on Poshmark's ability just to retain its users and its sellers. How would you respond to that? Have you seen that change, that dynamic change, I guess, as the economy has reopened?
Well, number one, I think when you start to think of what people are doing today is they are thinking of their closet as not just a closet, but really a boutique. And from day one, we've sort of turned your closet into a boutique. So instead of your closet being something where you put stuff in it and then it goes to landfill or trash, in Poshmark's case, the closet becomes a living, breathing part of your business, part of your day-to-day. And that trend is only accelerating. So when you think of the future of shopping, what we see it, number one, people want simplicity. They want to be able to go to one place, buy all kinds of trends and styles. That's what Poshmark offers. They want sustainability, not just sustainability from an environmental perspective, but also economic perspective. And they want to be able to ask questions, talk, stuff that's actually not happening in the real world out there. So when you think of simple, social, sustainable, we believe that's the future of shopping, and that is all centered around stuff that we offer, and we sit at the cross-section of all these three trends.
You know, Manish, you guys ramped up your marketing in the most recent marketing spend in the most recent quarter, and you talked a little on the call about you were lapping kind of a pullback in the same quarter last year. But as you talk about those different channels, and I think of this, you know, the Snapchat agreement, what's the influencer channel for you guys right now? How do you think about that as a lever to pull on the marketing side? What have you done? What are you not interested in there?
Yeah, we think of influencers as really three buckets. Number one is our community, and many of our sellers have become people who have millions of followers, both on Poshmark and beyond. And these folks are out there evangelizing and talking about how we are a much more sustainable, much better way to shop and sell. Second is sort of classic celebrities. So these are the big celebs that are there, whether you think of a sports celeb like Serena Williams, who sits on our board, or someone who's sort of maybe more coming from the music world. And third is sort of the more influencers who are being born with new social media platforms, whether you look at TikTok or Instagram. And all three programs are bunched into something we call the Posh Affiliate Program. And that's something that we've been scaling in a very cost-efficient way on Poshmark.
You know, Manish, since the last time we talked, that Etsy deal for Depop, $1.6 billion, that has a lot of folks in the resale market talking. Now, if I have it right, Depop has half the take rate as Poshmark. Are you going to have to lower your take rate?
So number one, I think when you start to think of take rate, you got to look at all of the different fees. For day one, our approach to take rate has been to have one simple fees, which includes everything. It includes your marketplace fees, your payment fees, your transaction processing, your shipping, et cetera. So all of that is included. a lot of the other marketplaces end up unbundling these areas. And that approach is something we've taken from day one. You know, in 2011, when we started, our take rate was a partnership with our sellers, where our sellers got to keep 80%. It's 2021. We have not touched that take rate in over 10 years. And that's something where, when you look at classic marketplaces, including Etsy, they've sort of doubled and tripled their take rate. And in many transactions, they'll take over 25% of your sales.
Manish, before I let you go, I do want to ask about the stock price. So the first trade for Poshmark, $97.50 back in January when you IPO'd. Right now, the stock is at about $29. Are you disappointed with the market reaction? Is there something that the market is missing here?
Well, first of all, I think we continue to focus on our long-term strategies, and that's sort of been our focus from day one. And a lot of it has to do with continuing to grow our user base, you know, grow globally. We most recently announced we'll be entering India. We launched Australia in February, and these markets will take some time to develop, but these are huge markets and huge opportunities for us. Third is really category expansion. When you think about Poshmark, 10 years back, we started very much focused on women's fashion. Today, we've expanded to men's, kids, new and old fashion, as well as home and beauty and wellness, and most recently, pets. So these categories also allow both the buyers and sellers to have more things that they can participate on the platform. And the last thing is continuing to innovate on our core platform. Most recently, for example, we've started to add trend-based merchandising using style tags on the platform. And these are all things that the modern shopper and seller want besides brand-based merchandising. So we continue to invest in the platform, continue to focus, and we think the stock market will catch up as they understand the power of the Poshmark social platform.
Fair enough. Poshmark CEO Manish Chandra, always good to see you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.